Are you gay?
Geeky?
Just enjoy hearing your good Judy's dish about the latest in pop culture?
Well, then you're in luck.
The boys of Flame On are here for you.
In every episode, we discuss the topics that entrance us.
Whether it's comics, TV,
movies,
drag queens,
or video games,
we've got you covered.
So, if you're ready for your gay and geeky slice of pop culture life,
then sit back and get ready to
Flame On!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you feeling a bit animated? Well, come on over to the Wicked Anime Podcast on the Nerdy Show Network, a bi-weekly podcast dedicated to animation, Japanese culture, and all things anime. With a true industry perspective, we're always diving deeper than school uniforms and tentacle monsters. Join us on the Wicked Anime Podcast, nerdyshow.com/wickedanime. It's Wicked A!
The following episode of Flame On is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geeky programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Spandex makes me horny. Drag is the new spandex.
Hey everyone, it's another episode of Drag is the New Spandex, : I still call it All Queens and Me in my head, : recap for Snatch Game. I'm your host, Oral. With me, I have the illustrious producer, Pat.
What's going on?
Hey, we are back again in the studio. For an episode that only deserved just a passing mention. But here's our deep dive into one of the snooziest, that's what they call it, snooze game now.
Oh.
Because I find Snatches kind of not boring, just uninteresting to me. And where did this episode go wrong?
Oh, so many places.
So we get back. From who got eliminated last week?
Milk, she curdled.
Oh, yeah. So Milk got the axe and then was really bitter to Kennedy, and Kennedy wasn't having it. She's like, we'd work together. I thought we were friends. She's really undermined my drag. I felt like she treated me poorly. Why would I keep her around? Which, you know, it makes sense. You know, the idea that you would keep the strongest competitors so you can hone your skills, this, that, and the other. But part of a competition is not psyching yourself out, which, you know, we've seen queens do before and we will see do again.
Absolutely.
In this episode. And if you have the ability to send home a distraction, you send them home. There's nothing wrong with what Kennedy did.
Absolutely not.
And the judges put her in the bottom for a reason. Now, Chi-Chi was also in the bottom, but, you know, Chi-Chi has a heart of gold. And you see that she's trying in her runway. Unfortunately, what we learned in this episode is that the runway doesn't matter.
Because when you sneeze, you miss it.
You miss it. So we move on to the next day. And the queens find out that Snatch Game is happening.
Yay! It's the episode we've all been waiting for.
We've all been waiting for it. And we've gotten to know that some queens are going to do amazing performances, and their celebrities are on point. So everyone starts talking about who they're going to be. Trixie decides that she's going to be RuPaul, which is a quagmire if I've ever heard it, because you know, impersonations have to be broad enough to where people see who you're portraying, but they have to also be specific. And a lot of people can get away with it, you know, just in like other settings or their own personal like shows or whatever. But when the person that you're impersonating is right there and everyone has this like grounded, like literally an anchor right in front of them, it is not always easy to do. We have Shangela, who decided to be Jennifer Lewis.
That was her second choice.
Yes, you're right.
Because she originally told Root and who was there, who we have no idea why he was there.
Mark Jacobs was there. And I don't understand why Mark Jacobs was there. Because Mark Jacobs wasn't even one of the final judges at the end. Like,
I think he literally was just walking by the sound studio and RuPaul was like, Mark, come here.
Girl, come on. I haven't seen you in a minute. Let's boost some of these sales.
And it actually made me laugh because Milk talking about being in all these Marc Jacobs ads and working with Marc Jacobs and then was eliminated right before Marc Jacobs walked into the workroom.
Oh, Mark.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, so, yeah. Shangela was actually going to be Miss Cleo, I remember now.
Yes. Calling me now.
Which apparently sounded a bit Irish.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, I can understand that because, you know, Ireland is sort of like an island, and so is Jamaica, and that's an island, and all island people do the same thing, which is drink, and I don't see why she thought she could do it, but she thought she could, and she decided to change.
Good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Although I wish I would have seen her do Miss Cleo.
Kennedy Davenport decided to be Phaedra Parks from The Real Housewives of Atlanta, no longer on the season because Phaedra is one of the most manipulative people on the planet. And I love it. I adore it because she is also very delusional and she can be confronted with hard facts and evidence, as in if your children were born like the term, but you only carried them for 7 months. Yo, man's in jail. Honey, he was... That don't make no sense. That don't make no... I don't... But you getting married? Phaedra, how long did your presidency take? Oh, you know, about 7 months. I'm like, girl, that don't make no... Anyway, I digress.
Anywho, we also find out that Benda LaCreme is going to do Paul Lynde,
which I was hoping would be hilarious, and... This is not a spoiler. We were not disappointed.
Of course not.
Not at all. Aja decided to do Crystal LaBeija.
LaBeija.
Yeah, and I was super excited because there's a bitch track about Aja. It's like, everybody wants me to do Crystal, which sounds like crystal meth, and that's the pun. That's the joke. That's the kiki. Everybody in the room wants me to do Crystal, and then there's like this dance track in the background. But they're talking about Crystal LaBeija from the documentary The Queen, who was the founder of the House of LaBeija. Like, she was notorious for being a diva, but she was a drag queen. She was laid and immaculate. And seeing like Aja's like personality, I totally get why she wanted to do Crystal this time around. Because I don't think she made it the Snatch Game.
I don't think so. I think she was eliminated just before it on her season.
Mm-hmm. Also, once again, just need to let everybody know, I totally am in love with Boy Aja. I just need to put that out there.
We get the mole, BB.
BB, who's going to be Grace Jones, which I find hilarious, and I totally live for it, because Grace Jones is like, really, to see her go from playing this like African virgin to Grace motherfucking Jones, who anytime I listen to Grace Jones, not often, but anytime Slave to the Rhythm comes on, I was like, well, here goes 8 minutes of my life I'll never get back, and I'm okay with. We have Chi Chi doing the incomparable Maya Angelou, the poet, the writer, the source spirit, the original grandmother Willow. I just needed a moment of silence for Chi Chi's Maya Angelou. Because, you know, it's like Maya Angelou died not once but twice.
She died a couple times this episode. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. So everybody's, you know, trying to get their looks and characters together. And then face crack of, I'd say a century, but is really like face crack of this episode where they need to drum up some drama.
Mm-hmm.
Where we find that Thorgy has left a love note for Trixie. Hey, girl, drinks afterwards. Also, don't trust that shady bitch, Shangela. And then she posted it on her wall like it was in her locker at Beverly Hills Hot. And I don't understand why when Shangela got mad, Trixie's like, well, girl, I don't understand why you're mad. She left it for me. But it says, I'm a shady bitch. And you posted it for the world to see. It got its own marquee. And she's like, well, you know, like, she was just being her. And what we've learned is, Thorgy is, like, a cunt, apparently, who may or may not dislike black people. Because the only queens I ever see her talking about are Bob, who we all know she hates. And wait, do you know what? I just imagined. I think I finally get Thorgy's personality.
Enlighten us.
Remember the old black and white little rascals? She is a part of the He-Man Woman Haters Club. But the only people she hates is Bob the drag queen. And she thinks that she's both alfalfa and buckwheat. But she just comes across ornery like Spanky. Also, what's really weird is because thou protest too much, maybe Bob to her is Darla. And that's why he feels so conflicted. Or she might just be Petey. I'm not sure. But now she hates both Bob and Shangela. One is a coincidence. Two is the beginning of a pattern. Who next?
Well, she's not on the show anymore, so there's nobody for her to hate. Yeah,
I just see her like in this like blacked out room that she's turned into like a sacrificial altar. And she's constantly burning Bob in effigy, hoping to one day get a modicum of her, like, talent. And that's the thing. Like, Thorgy is so talented. Why is she so hateful? Like, you know how when people kind of, like, pick at you and they think they're being really like, cute or funny, mm-hmm. but they're really just being rancid? She comes across as rancid, and I don't think she wants to be that. But it's also that person who just feels compelled to tear people down. And that's not cool. Like, you can quip. Think of Bianca. Bianca quips. She'll roast you, but she'll never tear you down for what you do. She may not agree with it. She may not appreciate it, but she's at least going to be civil. And Thorgy never comes across as civil. And so this thing is a relic of her being uncivil. And I didn't understand why Trixie couldn't grasp that.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I can see both sides of the coin for it, because it was underneath other stuff. But at the same time, yeah,
I mean,
it's
still got billing.
it's on the low traffic side of OBT on the Parliament House marquee. Mm-hmm. Fuck that shady bitch, Angela. But yeah, it was a stupid thing, and I mean, it seemed so over the top. All-Star seasons are seasons where we have queens that we know, who know each other, who have worked together. And I feel like some of this over-the-top drama for drama's sake is just really kind of ridiculous. Where on a season like season 8 or 9 or 5 or 4 or whatever, where these are queens that possibly have worked together in bits and pieces when they've gone to a new city, or our hometown girls and know each other, like when season 5 had 47 Florida girls on it.
Oh, yeah.
It was, you know, I can see when that kind of drama, because you've got people who really don't know each other all that well.
Mm-hmm.
But All-Stars, it's like, bitch, just play the game. Go into it knowing, listen, if we're going to have to eliminate each other, there's never a hard feeling about it. These decisions are going to be tough. but that also doesn't make good television. I get it. It's such a crazy like way to have to do things.
Mm-hmm. The drama passes, kind of. And Trixie's like, huh, I wonder if we can be sent home for not talking to somebody or liking somebody, in reference to Kennedy sending milk home. This is important later on.
Of course it is.
So we move on, thankfully, to Snatch Game.
Really, that thankfully was misplaced, yes, because we're going into Snatch Game now.
We're going into Snatch Game. And for the most part, everyone looked the part.
Yeah.
Nobody didn't look like who they said they were. I think the harder one would have been Phaedra, because Phaedra is a specific look if you love Real Housewives. If you don't watch Real Housewives, you don't really know who Phaedra is.
Exactly. I know of Phaedra, and I know of the spoof of Phaedra that they used for the Hot Wives. Mm-hmm. The Hulu show. Was it Hulu? Yeah, I think it was Hulu. And they did that spoof of, like, you know, the Real Housewives, and they used the character based off of Phaedra.
Yeah.
So I don't really know her, but she was a tough one. And I think same with Maya Angelou a bit.
Well, when you don't spell Maya correctly.
Which we had subtitles on at the bar, so I couldn't exactly see it. I'm assuming she spelled it M-Y-A.
Case of the X, yes.
I was going to say, her love is like, whoa. Why does the cage bird sing? Because her love is like, whoa. Din. 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 You know why I love that video? Can I just sidetrack just for a second?
Yeah. We'll go on a Maya tangent. It's more interesting than what we're about to talk about.
It's more interesting than Chi Chi's Maya Angelou. You've seen Case of the X music video, right? I have always loved it. One, because it's a fun song, and I do it at karaoke, and it's enjoyable. But I really do enjoy that video because one of the backup dancers, or one of the guys dancing, because, you know, they like the staffs and they do all these dancing. Is, you know what shirt he's wearing?
Mm-mm.
An Excalibur t-shirt. Literally, Excalibur number one, the Chris Claremont cover with Rachel on the, like, in the front with the phoenix and with the wings. That cover as a t-shirt, that's the shirt he's wearing. Go back and watch it. Find it on YouTube, and you will see that man is wearing a black t-shirt with no sleeves, cut off sleeves, and it's the Excalibur number one cover.
You know, my favorite Maya song is My Love Is Like, Well, that video, because it just, in the middle of it, she just has this tap number. And actually, sometimes I'll walk past somebody who's straight and I hit on him mercilessly. Not because I actually want to hit on him, but he's very muscly. And I'm like, what kind of girl you like? And he's like, or why are you doing this?
That just, I'm picturing that, and I can absolutely envision that entire scenario happening in my head.
It just, and then I always follow it up, I know my looks can be deceiving, because, whatever. Anyway.
So back to Snatch Game, Chi Chi's Maya Angelou, like, if she had spelled her name correctly, strike one, and, I mean, she just kind of looked like Chi Chi, and she sounded like Chi Chi.
But, in all fairness, Maya Angelou kind of sounds like Chi Chi. Had Chi Chi started doing what Maya was known for, when you talk like this.
Oh, like she does in her confessionals half the time?
You deliberate in the soul, and the soul moves up through your diaphragm to express what the universe and your third eye project as reality. Had she done stuff like esoteric stuff like that, she would have been fine.
Yeah. And but listeners, I wish you would have seen Oral summoning the spirit of Maya Angelou right there. Hand motions and all.
Just imagine. It's practical magic. I was doing practical magic.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Grace Jones, the thing that made me laugh about it was, like you said, going from last week, or where she's like, I can't even spell the word sex, and like she drew a picture, like, and then going to talking about RuPaul, when we're gonna fuck,
yeah,
and look at my pussy. I'm like, who is this person?
But it was great, because BB knows how to play a role to a hilt.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's, and you know, she's a method actress, darling. Method. Have you heard of it? The Strasbourg School Method.
As long as it's not a methadone actress, you're all right.
We have Shangela's Jennifer Lewis, which is perfect. Because who is Shangela but not a boy version of Jennifer Lewis? Really boisterous. She's always seen, like, when Jennifer Lewis is in like a rhythm, when she's talking to you and she's just like landing jokes, you feel like she has a cigarette in one hand and like a gin and soda in the other. And she's just sitting down while the men play dominoes and cards, and she's shooting the shit with you in the back. She's your favorite auntie. Like, that is what she gave us. Really body. Your mom's always mad because she's cussing in front of you. That's how you do a character. You commit fully. And we see that in two other instances. Bendela's Paul Lynde.
Oh my God, so funny.
Which slayed. Slayed a perfect imitation. Perfect, like, one-liners. Those are zingers.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When she called RuPaul Flip Wilson, like, I'm just like, I am watching, like, the Screen Gems Network. Like, I'm watching the old Carol Burnett show. I'm watching Squares. Like, I'm watching Match Game. Like, this is great. This is perfect. Did Bendela look like Paul Lynde? Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, it's tough because
Paul Lynde was so, his looks weren't bigger than life.
Yes.
He looked like, you know, your average Joe, but it's when he opened his voice and he gave you like all of this like energy and sass. Like, that's when Bendela opened her mouth, I'm like, that is Paul Lynde.
Exactly. You could close your eyes. And that's one way to really kind of tell if they're embodying the person is if you can close your eyes and you're like, oh, okay, I know who they're doing. I know who that person is. And that was De La all the way with Paul Lynde.
Yes.
You close your eyes and you were like, oh my God, I am watching old school Hollywood Squares right now.
And that's how I felt about Aja's Crystal LaBeija.
LaBeija.
She gave you stank bitch. And it was great. You looked at that face, and if you were a lesser being, you would cower. Because the way she spoke in that sort of like not stilted, but just kind of like that really quick, I need to say these few lines. Not because, you know, she doesn't know what to say, but like Crystal LaBeija always spoke her mind. There was no delay. It was, this is what I think. This is what I'm going to tell you, I think. And I'm sorry, you don't look gorgeous. I look gorgeous. All these other queens look gorgeous. But there are no beauties. When she's like, there are no beauties here tonight. That's, yeah. And I lost it because that was Crystal LaBeija. It shows you that Aja has, you know, this really cool ability to channel all of this stuff. She can give you Banji Girl on the Corner. She can give you old pageant like realness. Like, it was great to see, unlike Trixie's RuPaul.
Aww.
Where I'm like, is RuPaul tweaking? Like, she looked like she was tweaking with the head movements And yeah.
She was just imitating a RuPaul bobblehead. I mean, come on.
But RuPaul, like, if you're going to do it, you don't always do it. Because Ru doesn't always do it.
Absolutely.
But anytime you looked at her, it was the same, like she was doing spiral art. And you're not quite sure where the stencil was going. Or if she was playing like Simon. And it's boop, 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 boop. Wait a minute. Is that Close Encounters? Yeah, I was like boop, 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 boop. Boom, 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 boom. Like, it was just, it was nonsensical.
Yeah. I mean,
along with her puns were nonsensical because Rue was always in the moment, and that's why she has always been razor sharp. But,
or she gets fed really good one liners through her earpiece, but whatever.
And that's fine because when you've reached a level of talent, your talent is what you pay other people for. Rue's what? In her 70s? She's done so much.
170s, but I mean, it's, you know.
You know, when you make that pact, you make sure.
Seriously.
You make sure it's beneficial to you. And hasn't it?
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God, yes.
Hasn't it?
And see, the thing is, with Trixie's RuPaul, she does it in short bursts on either or in like little clips or whatever. I don't think I've seen it on the Trixie and Katya show, but they land and they're funny. The problem is, one, editing. When you're doing your own show, you can edit. If a joke doesn't land, you go, oh, let's redo that. Okay. And here we go again. God help us. We do it all the time here on the show. The magic of editing. Mm-hmm. You love it.
You love it.
But you don't have that luxury when you're doing this show. You have somebody else who's editing for you. You can't stop RuPaul in the middle of taping this show and go, hey, can I try that again? That's not how it works.
No.
And then on top of that, with those puns and one-liners for, like, because her go-to, her well of RuPaul-ness is the runway at Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's really what her RuPaul is about. You don't get that perfect setup at Snatch Game. There is no perfect setup unless you are teamed up with somebody in that damn Snatch Game who is going to feed you that perfect throw. And it sucks because they did these little like 30-second clips with all the queens like to lead into Snatch Game that they put out online.
Yeah.
And I watched Trixie as RuPaul and it was funny. It was cute. Maybe it wasn't like, oh my God, I'm laughing so hard, you know, my stomach hurts, where like Bendela's Paul Lynn made me fucking hysterical the entire time. But it was cute and it would have worked. But in that kind of situation, you don't have that. You don't have that luxury.
Nope.
What I will say though, and what made me giggle, is we didn't talk about the actual look. First off, thank God she just did makeup to look like, you know, redid her makeup to be softer and more RuPaulish. But it gave me 100% Sharon Needles as RuPaul in Willem's RuPaulogize video. Go back and watch that video.
No, yeah, you're right.
And watch Sharon Needles as RuPaul. And then go watch Trixie. Put it on mute because, God help me, you don't want to hear those jokes not land again. It was Sharon Needles as RuPaul played by Trixie on Snatch Game.
You know what my favorite lyric in that entire video is? That's a loss of income. That's a loss of income. Like,
it's absolutely true.
Sometimes I listen to that song just like, it's like, that's a loss of income.
Well, and then we had a surprise eighth panelist on this panel for some godforsaken reason.
Kristen Chenoweth, who I adore.
Yes, amazing.
And she was cute.
She was.
But I don't understand why she and one of the judges, who was Nicole Byers, who's, you know, a hilarious comedian, weren't the two people playing Snatch Game, and why it was Carson and Michelle, because then Kristen wasn't even a judge, was she?
Yeah, she was.
She was?
Yeah.
But
so it made
Nicole?
It weird that's why it was weird, because she was on this panel and not one of the contestants. and then is judging them. Maybe Nicole Byer just couldn't make it to that day for shooting.
Maybe.
But still, like, All-Stars 2, they had Raven and Jujubee, and you know that Raven and Delta are there because they're doing RuPaul's makeup and hair.
Yeah.
So why not bring Raven and Delta out and put them on the damn panel? You know, you could have done something other than that. And Kristen, yes, there were some cute little quips and, like, little things that she did on there, on the panel.
Yeah.
But she could have done just as much and been just as cute and funny as a contestant.
Agreed.
Yeah, it was just, it was weird.
Agreed.
So overall, Snatch Game was okay.
Okay.
It wasn't memorable. And even, honestly, even the people who failed didn't fail spectacularly.
Yeah.
I mean, poor Chi-Chi. And not everybody has that comic timing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that she's not a good queen.
No.
It just means that this challenge,
I think she's a phenomenal queen.
And the three challenges before this were not her cup of tea.
Yeah. But she still gave you looks on the runway.
What runway?
And that
was a runway?
It was flowers. Everybody looked passable or good.
I missed it because I sneezed and then I looked back up and they were already doing deliberations.
And if there's really, there's everyone was wearing rainbow color flowers. That's all you need to know.
Except for Trixie, who looked like Hello Kitty blew up into flowers on her entire body. It was cute, but it was weird.
It was weird, but I liked it.
It was cute. I'm not mad at it. But compared to, like, some of the other looks, that runway look did not do her any favors to try to elevate her out of being in the bottom.
Yeah. So let's get to the tops and bottoms, because really, they just daft. They didn't do any sort of the, like, hey, Shangela and Bendela, you're the tops.
I was like, what?
Yep. And that means Trixie, Chi-Chi, Kennedy were in the bottom. Kennedy had just won. She wasn't worried. She didn't do terribly. Chi-Chi's all like, just be fair. I've been here before.
I know, because it feels like we see that same conversation every single week.
And we pretty much have.
I know we have.
You know, they were like, all right, okay, this is great. Shangela and Trixie had a moment of, like, mending fences, burying hatchets, blah, 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 blah.
I bury hatchets, but I keep maps of where I put them.
Mm-hmm.
That Taylor Swift lyric is going to be written right over Shangela's workstation. She got it waiting. She knows where to pull it out from.
Yep. And we get back to the lip sync.
Which after last week, dear God, anything would have been a step up. I take that back. I'm sure there's worse lip sync songs, but I feel like we have one stumble per season, and that was our lip sync stumble.
Yeah, but, you know, it was Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl. Both were fine. They kind of played off each other. They really
were cute.
Played off each other.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But, you know, it didn't really seem, like, dynamic to me. It didn't seem like, I want this money like you wouldn't believe. You know what? I wanted bloodthirsty. I want my lip syncs to be bloodthirsty. Like, I want to see that, like, fire in your eyes for that $10,000. Like, I see the fire in your eyes when you're about to get eliminated. And I think that's kind of what this particular one lacked for me. It wasn't bad. I wasn't interested.
This whole format lacks that because none of them are sitting there gunning for, like, I want to eliminate somebody. So you don't necessarily have that. But you're right. I felt like they gave maybe 80%.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was cute. I thought it wasn't necessarily, it won't go down in the history books as the most amazing lip sync.
No.
But coming off of last week's weird, like, slow but fast, it was a good bounce back in a lip sync. And then Shangela gets declared the winner.
And Bendela gets declared the winner.
And they get $5,000 each.
And you know what? That's not too shabby. And then you realize it's also a double elimination. And there's the potential for two queens to go home, and we know it's not going to be Kennedy, and so...
Well, we're pretty sure it's not going to be Kennedy. Pretty sure.
Could be Trixie and Chi-Chi. You know, Bendela chose Chi-Chi, and then Shangela...
Shangela had a monologue. Shangela became my Angelou and read a poem about all of
it
us.
It was eloquently put about, you know, this queen has a lot going for them. You know, I think they're a great performer. I just don't know if they're ready to be here. And then she brought out her lipstick and it said milk. And no, I'm sorry.
With great power comes milk.
She also had chosen Chi-Chi, which, you know, broke down Trixie because Trixie cried. She cried this episode because she felt like she had been lacking and she's middle of the pack, and she has been. But I think that she's been solid. I think that she's been overshadowed from time to time. And, you know, she talked about like how nervous she was to be there. But I think hopefully we'll get the Trixie that, you know, that you and I have met and interviewed, because that Trixie is fire and genuine. And that's the thing, is that I look at what Trixie does and I may not be her audience for a lot of it. I'm sorry, for some of it, but a lot of it, like when she does sort of these like kind of dreamscape-esque things, I get it. Am I like a folk music person? Sometimes, you know, I like her album, like Moving Parts. I think I've listened to some of it. I think it's great. It's not for me. But
Two Birds is so good. Oh, it's so good. If you have any inclination towards bluegrass and it's not even like full country, like it's even like more country than that. It's a bluegrass album. Mm-hmm. And I've never thought I would be a bluegrass person. And she does an amazing job. But like you said, I absolutely understand it is not for everybody.
Mm-hmm. But that's what I like about her, is that she doesn't alter herself. Like what she is what she is. She's multifaceted. And those facets either resonate with you or they don't. But she's not going to change. And that's what I appreciate. That's what I appreciate about her. And I think she can go really far in this competition. I'm Team Shangela, Team Trixie. Like,
What about Ben de la Creme? Why is she not get your support, Oral?
Well, it's not that I don't think Bendela is great. I think she's an amazing talent. I'm really upset that I didn't get to see her. If she wins, I won't be upset. But I think Bendela does so much. Is she an all-star? Yes. Does she deserve the crown? Yes. But I think she's an all-star in like a different, like, I don't want to say venue, in a different capacity. Like, I love theater.
Rude.
No.
Rude.
No, I love theater. I think that she reigns supreme in these like vaudeville things. But, you know, I don't think vaudeville is what they're going for in All Stars 3. Like, if I thought, then yeah, absolutely. But I don't think that's not where my money's going.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand that. I do want to share one thing before we get to the end of this episode. There was a meme that got made shortly after the episode aired, and it hurt me to my core, and Trixie even shared it. And it was it's too damn funny not to laugh at. And it's two pictures, one over the other, and it's Shangela giving her speech, and it has this put on it. The person I've chosen is from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, is bald, has a TV show on Viceland, was a lovely fifth alternate on season 7, sent me out of her station and played RuPaul on the Snatch Game. And then the bottom picture is her holding Chi-Chi's lipstick. Because it was just so... It was... And then Trixie even tweeted over, which is like, right after the show aired, she's like, raise your hand if you've ever felt personally attacked by Shangela's speech. Which I love, because even after all this, obviously, at that moment, I'm sure it was like, her stomach fell out her ass, like Chi-Chi said. Mm-hmm. But it's great to see them be able to still kind of joke and play with all this and know that no matter what happened, they were there to be in a competition, and they can come out of it and be okay.
Yeah. So really, that's it. Like, another so-so episode of All Stars. What I was surprised about is that season 10 literally starts a month from now.
I know. That was crazy. They dropped the trailer. We haven't even gotten a cast reveal yet.
No.
Like, if I were part of the season 10 cast, I'd almost feel slighted, because it's like, hey, can we get a little bit of time to be like, hey, we're going to be on this show.
Nope. Keep it moving.
And the big thing, two big things come out of that. One we already knew. First one is that all season 10 episodes are 90 minutes.
Oh, God.
And this is the part we already knew. Untucked is back on VH1 following it. So Thursday nights, and they kept it on Thursdays because when they moved to VH1, they were doing Friday nights for the regular season and Thursday for All-Stars. It's Thursday nights starting March 22nd. Block out your calendar from 8 to 10 p.m. and get your RuPaul on from 8 to 10.
I ain't got the time.
Oh, don't worry. We're not doing these weekly recaps for that, so we'll be all right. You got time to catch up. You can binge a little later.
I'm sorry, y'all.
But next week, we have the Andy Warhol Ball. They're going to go back to doing some sewing challenges.
Factory.
They're going to be making their own cans, I believe. Their own pop art cans in Warhol style.
I wonder who's going to be Candy Darling.
That'll still be cute, though. Yeah. I think it'll be fun.
I think it'll be... please, God, let it be fun.
And I think we're getting close to whatever Return of the Queens thing they're going to do this season.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's still a couple of twists and turns and surprises we haven't seen left in this season. But that'll be for next week.
Cool. Well, with that, we are going to get out of here. But before we do, you know what we're going to do. Shill, like, you know we have to. If you want to follow us on social media, you can find us on Facebook, Flame On. Just search for us. You'll see us. We're also on Twitter, Flame On Podcast. You can find us on, I assume we're on Instagram.
Yeah.
Do we use the gram?
Not much, but it's there. For a while, we just had one picture, and it was the Trixie Mattel cover for her interview. That was about it.
Yeah, true.
Now there's some other stuff. I put some other pictures up.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts. We're on Stitcher. You can find us on Podchaser.
Oh, you got it this time.
Yes, I remember it. Yay. I remember it. You can give us a star rating. Those are super important. Leave us a review anywhere.
Yes.
Because, you know, that really helps get the show out there. And we are supported by listeners like you. So if you want to support the Nerdy Show or any of the Nerdy Showcase, you can go to patreon.com/nerdyshow and you could, you know, donate to anybody. But if you want to donate specifically to us, you can actually earmark your dollars for us and we appreciate it. We've upgraded a lot of things. So hopefully you're not really noticing it because the quality has always been very high, but now the quality is always easier to maintain.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for everything you do. We'll be back next week for The Factory.
La Beja.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.